Holiday
the Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Holiday savings are in effect on select Browning firearms until December 31st. Save $100 on over and under and auto-loading shotguns. Save $75 on pump shotguns, centerfire rifles, and all rimfire rifles and pistols. Save $50 on centerfire pistols. Holiday savings on Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here again for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, here with Miss Robin, my wife.
Good morning.
Good morning. She's looking up interesting facts over there, by the way. Did you know a cat's ear has 32 muscles? Who knew?
That'll be good for a trivia contest.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know how many eyes a horseshoe crab has?
No.
Neither do I.
10.
She knows. She actually knows where a shrimp's heart is located.
Wow.
This is why I have lots of useless knowledge in this brain.
But like I said, it is good. Mm-hmm. Good conversationalist.
Exactly.
You need when you go on a trip.
Exactly.
You'll be able to break the ice.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, when we go on a trip, you know, she'll look over and she'll say, honey. I say, what? She'll say, do you know how many eyes a horseshoe crab has?
And everybody will run from us.
Nah. They'll say, tell us everything that you know.
Exactly. I know a lot about earthworms, night crawlers in particular. Maybe one of our listeners will be able to help us out and tell us how many hearts an earthworm has. I know where the majority of the earthworms that are sold in the United States come from. And bloodworms as well.
You ought to.
Why?
Because you used to sell them.
Never sold bloodworms, but I knew a lot about them. I sold bloodworms. Yeah, it's true, I sold bloodworms. But I sold night crawlers and other baits wholesale. The others I sold retail. I've done a lot in my life. I used to have live bait rounds that I would take for a company that produced packaged live bait. That was my business. Good business.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, where the earthworms and bloodworms and so forth are grown, it's like a place you never even think of.
Most night crawlers are actually smaller than the ones we get in the spring because they are engorged with water. And they're engorged with water because it's springtime,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they do. They come, the bulk of the night crawlers, sometimes you'll see them called Canadian night crawlers. They come from golf courses and turf farms and places like that in Canada.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm saying. It's like you never think that you would get them from Canada,
right,
of all places.
Right, but you're not allowed to, when you go to Canada fishing, you're not allowed to take earthworms from here, night crawlers from here, into Canada.
Which makes perfect sense.
I guess.
Yeah, just like you can't come into the United States with food from overseas.
Exactly, good idea. However, there are people who have contracts with wholesale, you know, earthworm wholesalers across Canada. There are a number of those that sell to the United States. This is the big market here.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodworms, on the other hand, come from the coast of Maine. They're a surf worm.
Another place you'd never think.
Exactly, and what happens during the summertime, the same people that pick bloodworms are contracted by the blueberry farms. And there's... I mean, just let that dance in your head.
Exactly.
I'm
you just
know,
going,
the fairy plums dance in your head. Yeah, the... but the part of the prices during the summertime has nothing to do with availability.
Uh-huh.
It has to do with labor costs.
Sure.
To entice to entice people to go back to the surf and pick the bloodworms at night, as opposed to standing out in the hot sun picking
blueberries
by day. Interesting. Someday we'll talk about crab pickers and where they come from. Let's put it this way. Let's hope the visa applications were all submitted during October.
I was going to say, how bad, now that the crab season's over, bad of a hit did the Packers get?
They got hit hard. They got hit really hard. I mean, there were 8 or 9 packing houses on the Eastern Shore. Most of them in Dorchester County, and I think 4, at the most, had their packers that would come in from on a visa, agricultural visa. But the same visa also applies to people who work as laborers on golf courses and orchards and things like that. Mm-hmm. So. There was a limited number of those visas available, and some people got pickers, some people got half their pickers, some picking houses got none, and a couple in particular that I know of advertised for local help and got like maybe 80 phone calls for full-time work.
Okay.
And had out of that 80 phone calls, maybe 1 or 2 people qualified that could actually
Pick the crabs.
Yeah, could actually pick crabs. It's a sad situation. It really is. So anyway, we'll see what happens this spring. We'll know soon enough. Crab season starts April 1. So I might be talking to some of those pickers ahead of time and see what they have to say this year.
Sure.
Yeah. It's rough. I mean, you're used to packing and selling crab meat, on a daily basis, and you can't get the pickers. Yeah, you're you can't buy the crabs because you don't have a market. So it's a mess. It can be. So 410 WCBM 680. Here in about 30 minutes or so, we're gonna be picking a name for a muzzleloader contest. So we are. How do you like that? Yeah. Yep, we're going to do that. So whoever wins, we will know. So, all you got to do is call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And leave your name and phone number. We will put you on the air. We'll get your name and phone number and then put you on the air, and you say hi and say, I just want to get in the contest, and that's it. We've got everybody that entered online as well. We've got everybody here. So there you go. Did you answer, John?
Yeah. Oh, no, not recently.
Okay. Got it. All right. Hey, look, there's Tacklebox Tim. Good morning, Tim. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I'm quite fascinated at the start of the second hour with the worm talk.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
you're an artificial guy. You're not a worm guy.
Yeah, but still, it's good to know that, your bait just doesn't show up or just doesn't originate at the tackle shop.
It does not. You're right.
Yeah, and not only you have the tackle shop folks sorting those things out to make sure everybody's got an even dozen and make sure they're healthy and all that sort of thing.
Right.
So, I'm calling in this morning to wish you and Robin and all the listeners a advanced Happy New Year.
Good. Appreciate that.
And right back at you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, hopefully, to a much drier 2019.
My goodness, isn't that something?
It is, but I'm not complaining about yesterday's rain because it could have been 20 degrees colder and we could be looking 12 inches of snow.
That sounded perfect to me.
What, the snow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
It would have been, but I am also the snow removal crew for my neighborhood.
Oh.
I don't, once I get out there, I don't mind it, but it's just the thought of it.
I saw Lou Compton, Merrill Bowhunter Society, sent a notice out to all of Crisfield. I just installed a snowplow on my tractor, everybody, so therefore you can count on no snow showing up in Crisfield this year.
Oh, that would be, well, for them it'd be wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Am I the only snow lover around here?
No, I do enjoy it. It's, you know, I'm out there in the crisp, clean air. I'm behind a snowblower, but I'm out in a nice, crisp, clean air.
Exactly.
I guess if I had to do it.
Just looking at all of what nature's got going on. Winter wonderland.
It is amazing. You know, I talk about the stuff I see when I'm out there. You know, Saturday night I went out, Saturday evening, right? Yep, Saturday afternoon and evening I went down to the marsh And I don't know did I tell you all about this? I don't think I did. Or was it Friday night? What evening was it?
I don't know, but you told them.
Did I tell about the ducks and all that stuff? Oh, then that was Friday evening, and I repeated myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
You know, I thought of something.
What's that?
This is I worked at the hospital 25 years.
Yeah.
On call 25 years.
Yeah.
I was the closest one to the hospital, so I was always on call for snow and never got to sit home and relax and enjoy it.
Right.
Since I haven't been working at the hospital, we haven't had a good snow.
Oh.
It's your fault then.
It is my fault. And all I want is to sit home and just watch it snow and know I don't have to go out in it. And we haven't had a good one.
My wife is also jinxed because she also works at a hospital, and she bought a crossover vehicle back in October. So
right.
we're pretty much guaranteed a mild winter.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, y'all.
Exactly.
Good.
we're putting it down on Robbie.
Nah, come on. All right, we got to move along here. Tim, we'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
See
bye-bye.
Ya.
Claude in Arbutus and then Dee on Kent Island. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Merry Christmas to you, Robin.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you had a good one.
Wonderful.
You said that people could not pick crabs on the Eastern Shore. That's pretty bad if you live on the Eastern Shore and can't pick a crab.
No, I said, no, that's not exactly what I said.
No, you said they wouldn't qualify to pick
them. They can sit home and pick them, but they weren't unable to be dexterous enough to pick a crab in a speedy fashion without getting shells in the mix.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I mean.
So the immigration thing is really hurting the crabbers, basically.
Yeah, big time. It sure is.
That's a shame, man.
Yep.
Because that's going to put the quartermen out of business.
I don't think anybody actually went out of business. I don't know that any picking houses went out of business last year because picking is a big part of their business, but they're also in the wholesale crab and they're also in the wholesale fish business, you know, so they sell all manner and makes of seafood.
We just paid more for the per pound.
You just pay more per pound per crab meat, huh?
I got you. Price will go up. Hey,
supply and demand, brother. That's economics 101.
The muzzle loader, right? Let me get this. Is that like an old weapon they use, like in a Civil War, a black powder? Like, what do you put, like black powder in it, and then you put a shot in it, a lead or something?
Yeah, you're close. It loads from the muzzle. It loads from the end of the barrel where the bullet comes out. Now, there are many substitute powders that have been developed since the Civil War. You can still use black powder if you want, but they have compressed some of these different substitutes into pellet form, different types of granular form and things like that. They've come up with a whole lot of different formulas that you can ignite and are a little safer and a little cleaner than the original black powder. And then it's still, though, a projectile that is propelled by powder that has been put down the barrel, followed by the bullet, and then it has to have an ignition source.
I didn't want to sound stupid, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, no, it's always good to ask. Sure.
Because if I win it, I got to know something about it, right?
Exactly.
All right, Alan. Well,
all right, buddy.
To you guys, and have a great New Year.
All right, you too, Claude. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Dee in Kent Island. Good morning, Dee. How are you?
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Huh?
What's on your mind?
Just was listening to you all this morning, and go hunting with my husband and daughter quite often, and I don't have a muzzleloader of my own. My husband has one, and so I thought I would go ahead and get in on the contest.
Oh, great. Well, you're in, I guess, if you talk to Chris. Wonderful. Dee, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Now, when you're with your husband, do you go muzzleloader hunting with him during that season? You do.
Uh-huh.
Who gets to shoot the deer?
He does.
Well, let me explain. I have a dear friend whose son was in the blind with him the first day of muzzleloader season this year and had never shot a sick of deer.
Uh-huh.
And a beautiful five-point stag walked out, and the son missed.
Oh.
So they only had one muzzleloader between them, so he handed the gun to his father to reload. So he got, well, they're in a shooting house. He got kind of down behind the wall of the shooting house and was reloading the muzzleloader, and his son said, "Dad, there's a big stag." And it was a different one. A five-point and a big six-point had walked out almost together. The son missed the five-point. It ran off. The six-point walked out behind it. And they only had one muzzleloader between them, and it was unloaded.
Right.
By the time the gun was loaded, the six-point had walked off. So I think if you're hunting together, each of you should have a firearm.
I agree.
Well, yeah.
If you hunt together, I have an H&R single shot, but during muzzleloader, I don't go as often.
So. I got it. But you would if you had one, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Dee, is your cheap husband there anywhere?
Yeah, he is, actually.
What's his name?
Ted.
Oh, my God, I'm being called out.
Ted, buy that woman a muzzleloader. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she, honestly, you know, when we go hunting and it's a tough shot, I'll actually hand the gun to her because she is a much better shot than I am. I am totally honest.
Well, of course.
I've lost my man card because she really is a much better shot than I am.
Yeah, well, you're gonna lose your husband card here if you don't buy her muzzleloader.
Oh my gosh, I better go to speak outdoors then. I better hit that.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. CVA makes a great firearm, man. I own three of them, so.
Well, there you go. Well, wanted to make sure that you got her in the contest to hopefully make it a win one, right?
You never know.
That's true.
You never know. I mean, we have, what, 70-some people in the contest, something like that?
75 so far.
Yeah, so far. So there you go.
There you go. Now it's 76.
Now 76. All right. Ted?
Hey, well, I really appreciate it. And we were going to go hunting this morning, but it's so much rain. We're just like, oh, my God, our place is just going to be muddy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, ah. So you are joining us at our morning ritual.
Oh, good. Well, put Dee back on.
There you go. Here she is. All right, I'm right here, guys.
Hey, Dee.
Yeah.
Is it too muddy for you to go hunting?
It's pretty muddy.
Yeah, but is it too muddy for you to go hunting?
Oh, no. I don't mind getting dirty.
Ted?
That sounded horrible. That sounded horrible.
Oh my God. Okay, boys and girls, it's time to go. This is a family show. Have a good morning and hopefully a good afternoon hunt.
Thank you so much. Absolutely, because I've been run over by the bus twice.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year. Goodbye.
Happy New Year to you guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He needs to get that woman a muzzle loader.
Oh, that woman's going to wind up with a muzzle loader probably before the end of the day, I would imagine. So.
It makes a great New Year's gift.
It does make a great New Year's gift. Exactly right. Yep. So, okay. You're at 75, right?
Yes, Dee was number 75.
Okay, hold on here. Okay, make sure I get everybody in here. everybody's in. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. All right. I think we'll take a break, and when we come back, we will pull the name of the muzzleloader winner for this last time in 2018 for the December contest, that's for sure. So let me get started here. A lot to do. Got to make sure we manage our time effectively here, right, Chris?
Exactly.
Exactly. The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 2nd to the 10th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, your favorite outdoor celebrities, and entertainment for the whole family. Well, you and I went to a couple shows up there last year.
Yeah, it was fun.
They're fun, yep. The NRA Country Concert featuring Lee Bryce, Easton Corbin, and Tyler Farr will be coming soon. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd to the 10th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. The Browning X-Bolt, Browning's latest bolt-action rifle, is the innovative X-Bolt designed for total accuracy. The Browning X-Bolt incorporates a new three-lever feather trigger, three-lever feather trigger, to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. They have everything for hunting, and right now, today, if you're successful in the field, they'll pick your waterfowl for you. I mean, they will defeather it, breast it out, get it ready to cook. That's right. They do waterfowl picking today only at Chesapeake Outdoors. They're doing it on Saturdays because, you know, there's not much action during the week. Banded camo, Remington, Chapa Firearms, muzzle loaders and accessories from CVA and Thompson Center, Costa, sunglasses, Yeti coolers, bags, and tumblers, Bubba Blade knives, the largest selection of water fowl calls in the area, decoys, steel shot, gear and camo, large selection of clothing and boots, hips and waders, Rambo bikes and crossbows by all the famous brands, including Raven 10-point and Excalibur. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, located at Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there, Kent Island in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. Check out the sale on select crossbows and tree stands today. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Dave and Gina Levy are your hosts at Bay Country Bakery. They're trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. When I'm on Route 50, headed to or from the deer stand or duck blind, my mouth, my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the Big Donut on the side of the bakery and the Chocolate Donut on the highway sign. Even after your morning hunt, from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. That's right, Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they do create the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in camp. What was that donut I got you the other day?
Oh, my gosh, it was so good.
Yeah. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there if she thinks of the donut that she ate.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBN. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. On life without armor in a savage land. His task, gun for hire, heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin.
Richard Boone Paladin, in the television series. Robin, who paid who played Paladin in the radio series Have Gun Will Travel? I don't know that one.
Do not know that one.
Okay. You got a number for me?
Just a minute. You ready?
Ready with the random number selector.
53.
Let's see who 53 is. I'm paging through here. Tom Bakey. Tom Bakey, 53.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Congratulations, Tom.
Congratulations, Tom Bakey, number 53. Look at that. How about that? Very nice, very nice. Well, Tom, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to call you, or you can call in if you like. We want to talk to Kevin in Churchill anyway. Tom, we appreciate you playing along, and everybody. Now, Tom called in back on the 15th, so he was in. Let's talk to Kevin in Churchill. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Yourself?
Good. Sorry you didn't win.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you're late to the party.
I look out of the road to get one after my birthday.
There you go. There you go. Well, always think about CVA. We love talking about them. So.
Yeah.
But now I'll tell you what. I'm very confident in the accuracy of both my CVAs. I have a mountain rifle, and I have more than that. But I have a mountain rifle, and I have a I have a new one, the LR, which is, actually it's a limited edition, has a 30-inch barrel on it. So if I want to reach out there, and it does do that. So 120 or to 140 grains of powder in it with a power belt bullet. I like the accuracy. Shoots a nice group too.
So, very nice.
There you go.
I'm not too familiar with them. Just got my sons into black powder a few years ago.
Right.
Always wanted one, kind of lived through them, you know?
Yeah, so, sure.
Thought I'd try to get in a chance to win one.
Well, get out there and shoot it with them.
Yep. Oh, I do. Not as often as I should.
Right.
Got a little 6-acre parcel and only enough room for one to hunt.
I hear you. Yep.
Three of us. I kind of just stay out of their way.
I hear you. Well, at least you got a place to hunt. So
yep.
I've got to drive an hour in either direction, either go to Cecil County or Dorchester County. So.
I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
Over on the Western Shore, just drive an hour and a half.
Yep. I hear you. Yeah. So. It's much easier than driving from Baltimore, though, the two-and-a-half-hour trip to Dorchester and the two-hour trip to Cecil. I mean, that got old, too. So,
yeah,
but I did it for 20-some years, so
yeah.
I just enjoy it, that's all.
I tell you, it's hard to find a good place to hunt.
It is, you're right, so I'm very blessed that way.
80 acres, dude, just hunt time and, you know,
yep.
Especially if the people passed away, and that was it.
Yep, that happens. Things change in this life, for sure.
So. All right, well,
Kevin, well, thanks for trying.
Yep.
You have a good one.
To the winner. Have a great day.
You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
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 Bill and Glen Burnie.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Do you know a taxidermist in the Glen Burnie area that don't charge an arm and a leg to mount a deer head?
I'll have to think about that one. Bill, I may not. I'll tell you what. Did you leave your number with Chris?
No.
All right. I'm going to put you back on hold. How about if I call you off the air?
Okay.
Will that work for you?
Yeah.
Maybe a little further out than Glen Burnie, but it might save you a couple hundred.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You want my number?
Hang on there. I'm going to put you on hold, and Chris will get your number, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hold on. There he goes. All right.
Got him, Chris.
Okay, cool. Hang on there. Hang on there, Bill. Chris will get to you. Another call come in. What?
No. Chris came on loud and clear, and I just...
You jumped.
I woke up,
okay.
I guess.
All right. Did you read, I don't think you got that one. Okay. Oh, look who it is. Look who's coming up.
Is this what you call dead air?
This is dead air right now. I'm sending you an email and waiting for the call to be screened, but I don't think we need to screen that one too tightly. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Fran.
Oh, good morning. How are you both?
We're doing great. How about you?
Thank goodness. Well, I've been a little shaky.
Uh-oh.
Oh, honey, let me tell you. I thought, you know, this is the last Saturday of the year.
Right.
Tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Nope.
So let me call because I didn't think I was going to be calling anymore. Went to the doctor's for a visit, and they called an ambulance and rushed me to the hospital.
Oh, no.
So I was in the hospital last week.
Oh, my God.
I was wondering why you didn't call last week before Christmas.
Well, I did. Didn't I call last week?
I think she did.
Anyway, I ended up, I've never been in an ambulance in my life. My heart was just beating like I don't know what. They thought I was trying to have a heart attack. Anyway, so they admitted me in the hospital, and I was in there 3 or 4 days. And gives you a lot of time to think.
All right, sure.
And so I said, well, I don't know what God's plan is, but I think we're going to find out real soon here.
Yep.
But, you know, some good things do come out of a drama like that.
You're right.
And what happened with me, two things. One, I'm sitting up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because I've been inspired by your show. And I'm watching some cable shows, right?
Right.
One guy that I think he's a hunter, but he hunts down fish, monstrous fish. okay? Monsters of the River.
Yep.
But anyway, I never seen him before. Yep. I was fascinated with him.
Yeah, this is the guy with the gray hair,
yes,
wears shorts,
yes.
and I can't remember that guy.
Lord.
River Monsters, yeah.
River Monsters.
Yeah, I like that show.
Oh, my God, it's a good show.
Yeah.
And then followed by the Moonshine Guys.
Oh, great.
Then followed by people that dig gold for a living.
Oh, yeah. You've been watching the Outdoor Channel, haven't you?
No, I don't have cable, so
what is
I'm
it?
In
Discovery?
The hospital watching this. And I said, you know, I said I'd never buy cable, but I'm thinking of maybe changing my mind, you know?
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of stuff out there.
The other good thing came out of it.
Yeah.
My heart was beating so, my blood pressure was so high. They just knew it was something wrong with my heart. Anyway,
well, did you get some kind of a treatment or some type of a medication or some kind of a...
If they gave me any more medication, they'd kill me. They worked on me 10 hours in the emergency room. But anyway, and so they come in and they tell me, there's nothing wrong with your heart. You have a normal heart, good heart, no valves, no nothing. Something agitated your blood pressure and heart to make it go crazy, right? So I said, well, you know what? Thank God for fake news. I'm out of here. So I got discharged with medicines and stuff. So
that's funny as hell.
That was two things good come out of it.
Yep.
Yeah, fake news. Yep. So I said, well, I got one more Saturday to call in the show.
Well, yeah, you do. I appreciate that. Well,
so your influence of your show has really gave me more happiness, joy, and adventure. You know, it made me feel alive again. It really did.
Glad to hear that.
That's
I'm
cool.
glad to hear that.
So you two have a happy new year.
We will do the same, and you do too.
I'm going to try to cross over and cheat the chiseler for the tombstone one more time.
You are just so full of it, friend. You're going to be here a long time.
I don't know. I don't know about that. All right.
All right, girl.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye. Glad you're better. Glad you're doing well. There she goes. Wow. How about that for a call, huh? Good gravy. I'll tell you, you got to love Fran.
I love Fran.
She is just a very, very special person. No question about it. So
I have more fun with her.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and I'm sure all of our listeners are wishing her well in their own way and in their hearts, and I hope you do, because she's something, no question about that.
She's got spunk.
I like that.
Spunk is a very good descriptor for her.
She's got a lot of high energy.
And a big heart and
yes.
a good heart.
Uh-huh.
Yep, no question about it. So, Fran from Baltimore. I hope Chuck's listening. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'll still take your phone calls, of course. Unfortunately, the muzzleloader contest has ended, and we've announced our winner, and we're glad to hear it. So that's a pretty cool thing that you have there on your phone.
I thought it was neat.
I'm going to have to use that. I mean, everybody gets a number, but... You know, and a ticket corresponds to that number, but you used a random selector on your phone, random
mm-hmm.
number selector. Did you just Google random number selector?
No, I knew about them, but I never had one on my phone, so I just got the app.
You got the app, and so I said, we have...
And I put the number from what you said to where it goes.
And yeah, then, from A to B, and there it
mm-hmm.
is. Huh, interesting.
Only reason I knew about it is because I've entered contests on, like...
Yeah.
Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, and they do random number selectors.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It's picked me twice now for Dairy Queen cake. Oh, well.
We need another one.
No, we don't. We don't need anything else in that house. Ugh.
Don't need another Dairy Queen cake? You sure?
We don't need anything in the house.
You're right. Correct.
We need to be going to some charities and dropping some off. And that's our plan, actually.
That is the plan. No
Whatever
question.
We didn't use for Christmas is still canned and boxed and all that stuff. We are taking.
Yep. We got the Vincent DePaul Society right there. They're good people. So we get rid of a lot of stuff out of the house to the Purple Heart.
Oh, that was great.
Clothing went to Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
Some other hard goods went to Goodwill. So, yeah. Yeah. You want a receipt? Nah.
not worried.
Nah,
we've donated.
Not worried about it.
Between trying to separate two houses into one house, mm-hmm. we've donated a lot of stuff.
And there'll probably be a big yard sale and more donations and. You know,
I like
the ladies that came in and did the stuff in the back room.
Oh, that was awesome.
They were cool. Lady boxers.
They come in, they pack everything up. You look at it, you tell them, toss, donate, keep.
Yep.
And it was wonderful.
Yep. And then Eddie did my house, and he hauled truckloads of stuff away out of there. And then
realize what you accumulate.
Then our friends Don and Diane come over there, and they're in the furniture business, the antique business, basically. They came to the house, and they loaded up a trailer full of stuff. So, I mean, it's amazing what you can accumulate over 30 years in one house.
I know. I'm 20.
You're 20 in your house, yeah.
That doesn't seem – I felt like I bought it yesterday.
I know.
Well, I guess I redid the whole house in 2014.
Right.
So
right.
It feels like a new house.
It is. Yep. Well, okay. Did you see the email from John B? He said the show's going off the rails earlier.
No, I don't think I got that one.
Oh, okay. You did now. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Come on, folks. Let's go out of here with a bang for 2018. Just call all y'all call and wish everybody in the listening audience that for the next, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes, give us a call and say Happy New Year, everybody. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680.
Now it's your chance to be on the radio.
Be on the radio. Amaze your friends. Be recorded.
Now they know you're pre-recorded for the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, in perpetuity, be pre-recorded.
No, not pre-recorded.
Be recorded.
Be recorded.
Into perpetuity. You can be on the podcast. So, anyway.
But next week and the week after, well, next week's a pre-recorded one, right? And then the week after is a repeat?
Yeah, it's going to be a repeat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got in trouble for planning a vacation where it included two Saturdays. It's my fault, folks. So.
Oh, well. It's all right. We need a vacation.
Desperately.
After 2018, we need to get away for a little bit. So, all right. Well, the folks are calling. I'm gonna do a couple little things here that I have to do.
Have fun.
Okay, and then Chris can do what he has to do. I've got to tell the folks about Onyx one last time. For 2018, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx. It's an app for your phone to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. It's called Onyx Hunt. It's the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that give clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry, like the Quality Deer Management Association and the National Wild Turkey Federation. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. All right, let's hit some calls real quick here. Jennifer in Timonium. Hey, girl.
Hey, boy. Both of you, I called to wish everybody a happy, healthy, prosperous, and a blessed new year for us all. And we've been lucky with the weather. If this had been snow...
Oh, don't get me started again.
All right, Jeff.
You may have said it.
No. I just love
She's
snow.
She's a snow lover. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you, dear.
Okay, blessings to everybody.
Happy you also.
Year. Happy New Year. Got to go. Bye-bye. Doug in Catonsville, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You?
Not bad. I'm on my way to the goose, but I got a question for you, and I can't find the answer to it anywhere.
Okay.
Hunting a goose blind at a field. Is it illegal to have a muzzle loader in there in case a deer walks by?
Yes.
I appreciate your answer.
You're not allowed to have any lead projectile at all.
Well, you answered my question. I appreciate your time. Thank
you got
very
it.
Much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Doug. Take care. Bye-bye. There goes Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I called to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate
Happy
that.
Happy New Year, Mark. And your cat.
And your cat.
Yeah, my cat's screaming, as she does every Saturday.
Of course.
The only difference is Saturday is just like Monday through Sunday. You know how they are.
Yeah, I do.
So today she's screaming Happy New Year to everybody.
Oh, very good. And back to you, sir.
Okay. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
You
Thank
also.
You too, Mark. Take Bye-bye. Care.
Bye bye.
Bye.
John in Middle River. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. I just want to call and wish everyone a happy new year. Your show's a good pick-me-up on the way to work every Saturday.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. We hope it's fun and entertaining and educational as well. Ella.
All right, happy new year to both of you.
All right, John.
Happy new year,
care.
John.
Bye-bye. Hey, Ross. Good morning, Ross. How you doing in Lakeshore?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I just have a quick little tale for you. I have a good friend that has a place up in Buffalo and another place down in Florida, and it was getting ready to head for Florida, and he has a Honda van, and he was rammed in on the passenger side
Ooh.
By a great big buck.
Oh, boy.
$8,000 worth of damage.
Oh, my gosh.
And the buck wandered off into the woods. And then he had that repaired, and he has a little sedan, and it was about a week later, a big doe landed on his hood and totaled his car.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch.
And how's that for a story?
That's terrible. That's terrible.
That is not fair.
He was actually going up to the repair shop to pick up his van with the little car.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds my kind of luck.
Not an animal lover, is he?
Not now.
Good grief.
So, well, you guys have a great new year.
All right, Ross.
Happy new year.
Buddy.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Long-time listener there, Ross is, for sure. Shirley's on hold for a minute. Cynthia in Brooklyn. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just hope it is a better year than this year. I was burglarized twice, actually, over the holiday season to Christmas. And I just I need hopes and prayers of finding affordable housing. But I hope you all have a great, great, great new year. And I pray that I have one as well.
I hope you do.
We hope you do there,
yeah,
Cynthia. Yes,
okay.
Indeed. Let 2019 be a good year for everybody.
Yeah, I hope they catch those boogers.
I agree.
But, y'all, like I said, I need a watchdog.
Yeah, you know, that'd be a good investment for you.
Yeah, if you don't have a extra dog, you know, keep me in mind.
Okay.
All right.
All
Thanks,
right.
Cynthia.
God bless you.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. There she goes. Hey, Shirley in Randallstown. How you doing, girl?
Hello?
Yes, Shirley. How are you?
Just fine. I just want to wish Alan and Robin a Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Happy New Year, Shirley.
Yes.
Same to you. How you doing health-wise? You doing okay?
Oh, I am truly blessed.
Glad to hear it.
I wish I could talk to Miss Fran.
You wish you could?
Give Miss Fran my number, yeah, so we can exchange numbers.
All right. You got
to talk to Miss Fran.
All right. We got your number, Shirley.
Okay. Thank you.
So all right. Much. Thank you. Talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye, right, Shirley. Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Love you both.
Thank
so
you.
Much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Nice lady. Nice lady. Go for it. Go for it.
Well, after flood alerts yesterday, looks like a dry tone to the weekend here. Last weekend of 2018 feature some cooler numbers, feeling more like late December should for us. Our high today, 51 degrees. Our low tonight, 36, and only 47 tomorrow. We do add to the rainfall totals for 2018 for New Year's Eve, Monday. About a half inch plus of rain for us again with a high near 50 degrees. New Year's Day, sunshine 60. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Come hell or high water, the hump is back. You may notice a family resemblance, but let's get this one thing straight. This ain't your grandpa's Auto 5. In fact, the iconic humpback-shaped receiver is the only thing this new Browning auto loader shares with its legendary namesake. The all-new Browning A5 is built to be the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated, yes, recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Browning is so confident in the A5, they're standing behind it with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee that this shotgun will work come hell or high water. Check out the Browning A5 auto loader at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call 410-242-6108. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Browning, the best there is.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fix my stuff.
Hey, honey.
Nope.
Nope, what?
Nothing.
Oh, you're not going to do any of that, are you? All right, look, we got to tell the folks Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And you got to say something.
Ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.